Blog Talk Radio.
There at 716-453-9208, and you can speak to the host. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about that all-new constructive topic of first world people. What do we do, and how do we organize to distribute the wealth to those first world people through reparations? Ladies and gentlemen, I am interrupting these airwaves, this program together. Now, I know that there is descendants of slave children out there that are busy talking about this topic, and we should be too as first world indigenous people. And I use that terminology because that is the correct terminology to use. I am an indigenous aboriginal. And I'm not a native, so please don't get twisted. We are not natives, and we are of the law. We want to make sure that we get this right. We're going to talk a little bit about distribution and organization. We're going to break some terms down, and we're going to clarify some things, because for some reason, they have told us a lie in our history books, and yes, us teachers have had to perpetuate those lies, and we need to go back and make an addendum and add adaptations and talk about what, for number one, talking about which people were here on Turtle Island, North America, to distribute information correctly. We need to clarify that it was not brown people, but it was copper color Indians who were called copper color Indians. Let me get that question, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there's a lot of talk out there about how we are going to distribute reparation. So we might as well start organizing, because it's going to come. Trust me, it is going to come by hook or crook. And our main thing is we need to talk about what organization of people are formalized that can work with us so that we can just start distributing what we're doing. Let's kind of break down some time. We need teachers involved in this. We need organizers. And we need activists involved in this, not just one group of people. Now, I know ADOC will be working on their group, but this is going to be another supportive group as well. We can't just have one group of people with one mindset. We've got to have a combination. And as an organizer and a planner, I've been a professional planner, planned for engineers, did the scheduling and planning. So we're going to have some scheduling and planning going on here. And let's go back a little bit and kind of familiarize some people with what went on during our Holocaust, our Maya Alpha. And as you know, they have printed wrong information about our Maya Alpha. regurgitating heresy. We don't like people bushes around the trees with lies that are heresy. So we want to clarify some things. As you know, Christopher Columbus was on a voyage, and he was featured and supported financially by the Queen, and I think it was Queen Elizabeth who supported him in going across the water to look for Indians. But unfortunately, all he found there was us first world indigenous people, and he wanted to call us Indians, but we were not Indians, okay? We were the first world indigenous people who were indigenous to that land, and that land belonged to us. Now, as you know, land has been stripped away from us indigenous people. It's been stripped away and given to foreigners from other sides of this continent who had nothing to do with the building of the North America or Turtle Island, which are one and the same. But yet, we had foreigners coming over to our country, being handed out land grants, being handed out land, and given reparation. Now, they can't explain that. They can't tell us why they gave those amenities to those people that were refugees and foreigners. They can't tell us. But every time we mention that we are to be given restitution and reparations for our damages, no one wants to attend to what we're talking about. Now, you're probably going to say, what damages? First world people were damaged. They were taken out of their habitat, and they were sold into Spain as slaves. And they were free people. So they got put back into slavery a second time. Chambers fight to show that they had their free paper. Sometimes they didn't even honor them. They stole from slavery. So our people had to experience slavery sometimes more than once. Now, we have all of these groups that are coming from all different directions who are feeding off of our good deeds of picking cotton, of building this nation. They're feeding off it. And they got checks coming to them. And they got all types of grants coming to them. And they had land reparation so that they could go to land and they could see all the good work we did. Now, let's get it right. We as teachers have got to go and fight the administration to change the curriculum, to bring down those lies and heresy, so we can stop perpetuating that. Now, we had a Maiafa, and that Maiafa meant that there were many first world people who were actually killed and drugged through the mud, beaten in the street. Now, sometimes they want African Africans to be a part of this revolution, but they're not. Those Africans were sold into slavery, true enough, but for some reasons of indentured servitude. But we've got to get it right. We are the ones that's going to organize and set up referendums and determine who we're going to delegate work to. We're going to need lots of help. We're going to need those people that are organizers by nature. We're going to need people that could speak up and have good oratory dispensation who can speak and write speeches, because there are going to have to be some speeches written. Because somewhere along the line, the message is not penetrating to the higher-ups. The higher-ups are busy saying, why do they think they deserve reparation? And they're busy trying to find a reason not to give it. First of all, we're going to deal not with just monetary gains. We're dealing with the land. Let's talk about some land. And as you know, everything started out when Lincoln signed off on paperwork, and it was all sorts of laws that was going forth. But the main thing we need to look at is the land. Can we inhabit land? Take land back? That would be the first thing that we would have to tackle. We would have to tackle all of the 51, 52 states own those states. They're corporations, okay? And they have counties that people own. They incorporate and make themselves a corporation, and they own these states. As long as the corporation could own those states. Now, why not incorporate every household? I mean, every household. Give them counties, give them states to serve. All out states. There's too many people top heavy that are Caucasian that are owning all of these counties and these lands. And here we are fussing over money. How you doing out there, Beverly? And who else is that? Let's see. All right, let's do that. These letters are so okay. Cheryl, how are you? Joining us this morning, we're having a discussion about organization of community people or people who are in position to receive the land. We're talking about land right now, and we don't want to be landlocked. Now, Farrakhan had it right when he first started talking about getting our own land. We should have pursued that with the Million Man March. We should have pursued getting that land. Once you got the land, then whatever is on that land belongs to you. How you doing? Let me see who this is over here. James, how are you doing? Thank you very much for joining us. Once again, the land itself belongs to indigenous people. And we are the people. They don't know a time when we weren't here. We were always here. And we are not a minority, we are a majority, because we're all over this continent and this green earth. We're indigenous to many places, and they don't know a time when we weren't there. So we got to get it right. We're not minorities. First of all, that is the misnomer lie that has been perpetuated under heresy. We must correct that. Stop telling your children they're a minority and let them know that they are a majority. Number two, we have got to get people clear about one thing. You're not pilgrims. You're not Africans. You are first world indigenous people, meaning that you were on the land, and the land belonged to the people who inhabit the earth. And this is North America that we call Turtle Island. And there are over 52 states that can be divided amongst all of us indigenous people. We could take shareholders in the 52 states, and as long as we can incorporate ourselves and make ourselves a corporation, that's all the United States is a corporation, and each one of the states is a corporation. So we're talking about incorporating ourselves. That's not hard to do. That just takes a good lawyer and a few ducats to pay for the paperwork so that you can become incorporated with a board. You need to have a board. And on that board, those board of directors who will govern that CEO, you need to have somebody that is going to run that corporation. Information about how that board is going to run. So we need to have expertise of people working on establishing a corporation. And those who have those skills, we need to put them up front to work with the other given people on the committee to show them how to establish a corporation. And their LLCs, their S-Corps, and I recommend we go for a government. Go for a corporation that the government doesn't really acknowledge anything but a corporation. And most corporations, you want to have a board. So I say the S Corp or C Corp, and we can determine that entity later. The main thing we need to look at is that we are in charge here, and we are going to organize our groups, not just one group of many organizations. And we're going to have to start talking more on these airways about business and stop chit and chat. Girl, I ain't got time to chat. We've got to get busy. because before you know it, they're going to come out of the courtrooms and say, who are the organizations out there that are designed and ready to administrate these funds for the people that say they had a loss? Now, we're not talking about anybody that's black, just because you got a black hue or a black color and your melanin shows that you're black. We don't care. You have had gone through the experience of being in the First World Order or being a slave here on Turtle Island, okay? And you can do a research to find out if your family was on those ships and on those boats that came over, and if you were in that car. You do the research in the library, and you can find that information. Once again, who's coming in? Let's see, Kanar, how are you? Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. We're talking about organizing ourselves to be first world people that's going to organize for reparation for ourselves. And we need to talk about those people who have good organizational skills, recommending them, talking about how we can come together and we can break down distributorship of what it is that we're going to help in this new reparation order. But this is our hero program. And in our hero program, we talk a lot about economics. And as you know, by the year of 2053, when they start examining household incomes, we may be the lowest on the totem pole. And we may be in a position where we cannot regroup ourselves financially if we don't get some more wealth. So it is vital that we get some wealth immediately through our reparation bill, as we begin to write referendums, write as much as we can about what it is that we could do to help organize ourselves. We have to do this one for ourselves. We cannot let any government entity administer all of this to us. We've got to be a part of the planning institution. Otherwise, we're going to get gypped again. We're going to get gypped again, and they're going to break treaty, and they will break camp. And we know that they've been known to be liars and perpetuators of lies. So we can't play that game anymore. And if anybody's in here playing games, then I want to let you know personally, we don't have time for no scrutinizing, arguing, backbiting, backlashing each other. We do not have time for that, because it's been happening for many years, and they know that's what we're going to do, perpetuate the Willie Lynch theory, and we're going to keep on until we move ourselves from it because we're fighting ourselves. So we're not going to do that. But we seriously talk about how we can bring ourselves to the forefront, because first world people, indigenous people need to start calling themselves that, number one, and stop using the term African-American or black, because none of those adjectives actually do nothing but describe us. They are not a noun. And we first got to respect ourselves. Unless we respect ourselves, and nobody wants to give a good first have got to stop using the N-word and calling themselves black African-Americans and say first world indigenous people. Does anybody have a problem with that? You can call in on those phone lines and talk about it at 516-453-9208. Go ahead and pick up those phone lines and you can call in and be able to speak on the show. We're talking about organizing for reparations. We're talking about our Mayafa. And we did have a Mayafa, which is greater than the Jews. You got time for what happened to the Jews. Your telescopic was greater than the Jews ever could think there was. We had a Mayafa. We had a serious situation where blacks were being, that were free, were being sold back into slavery after they had their free papers. There was a lot of damage that was going forth and a lot of people that were mutilated. First of all, let me talk a little bit about the psychological derangement that a lot of us are experiencing, and it has nothing to do with the money and the monetary gain. A lot of us are so much engulfed in our Sankofa, looking over our shoulder to what our ancestors went through, that we are suffering from a mental disorder and a mental disarrangement. So we're not only going to need monies that they have to pay us back, they're going to need to have some type of psychological counselors to work with people who can't seem to get it together because of the post-traumatic stress syndrome that comes from slavery. Our condition has set off a large amount of Black people to wanting material things and attempting to go out and get them. And when they went out to get them, they found simple things that they never had. Now, that calls us to have psychological counseling. That calls for us to understand that material things should never be the thing that gets us incarcerated, just to have and hold material things. But unfortunately, some of our people, you can't tell that to, they still want those things. And I'm going to say for the record that we must look at having committees of people that can speak to our people about having a sound mind. And a large portion of those who have been known to be schizophrenic and who have actually had the diagnosis put on them, and it was designed for white women by their white counterparts. Now the majority of our Black men are running around with the diagnosis of schizophrenia. It was a made-up thing, but yet we are submitting the diagnosis to heart. They're even getting treatment for it. I know we got a lot of things wrong with us, and we are mentally off balance, but one of them is not schizophrenic. It is not. I repeat, it's a made-up diagnosis by white men who wanted to keep their women in check. Now, you can go look that up and see the inception of schizophrenia. I'm just pointing it out because we got the minds. We are not downtrodden anymore, and we don't have results to looking over our shoulder, reminding ourselves of who we once were. This mental condition we can deal with. We can bring in a septepi, which is a Black priestess that works in the capacity of a psychiatrist that will help you get the right mind back together. So there's a lot of have a mental capacity that has stressed them out to the point where they don't know where to turn, but they do need treatment, but not the treatment they're given in the prison system. And let's take a commercial, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back in the end. We'll be right back. How's everybody doing this evening? Thank you so much for joining us. Hello, my friends at Facebook. Beverly, hello. Cheryl, James. And we can't see because it's so small. Conair, Edward, thanks so much for joining me today. And we're talking about organizing ourselves for reparation. How can we put a committee together? Who are those skilled organizers out there and advocates? We're going to have to advocate for ourselves. We're going to have to start the process of organizing. And we're going to have to lay a foundation for who gets in to the organization. We're not going to take people of color, and we're not going to take any foreigners that come over off the ships after we did. It's not going to happen, and we're not going to have a hard time for everybody of color. We're talking about those descendants of slaves. We're talking about those people here on Turtle Island who were sold back into slavery, and we are going to be a part of this establishment. We're not going to let the status quo or the government decide on how he's going to distribute everything to us. We're going to play a part in that because we want to make sure that this is not a one-shot deal. I give you your $50,000 and I'm done with you. No, we're going to have to establish an institution that is ongoing, just like the Native Indians had. They were constantly getting fed off the casinos, and they had their land that was being distributed to them on a constant basis. We want the same thing. We want an institution where we can go with our vouchers and get our taxes deferred and get our student loans forgiven and go and get information about training and development free of charge. We want all these things to be instituted in this particular referendum. So therefore, we're going to need everyone to be incorporated. So once they're incorporated, they can purchase, they can actually buy into the land because now they're a corporation and they can be a state. Okay, be a county. But we got to talk about how we break down and make it happen. Because right now, planning is a, we need a lot of planning, and we don't just need the government to say, yes, you need reparation, but we need to put programs in place so they can help implement those programs so that we're not just talking in circles, talking about what we need. We know what we need. Now it's time to implement something. So let's go to the phone lines again. Our phone lines are open at 516-453-9208. If you care to talk to the host, you can call in and I will be happy to speak to you about our discussion. This is our 67th episode in our first season, and we've been around for over 11 years on Blog Talk Radio Station. This is Oracle Divination Network, and we deal with paranormal issues, dealing with clairvoyant people, clairaudio, people who have dreams, who have visions. We help those people, those things that are going on in their life. This is the room where you can come and talk about your priestly experience. And if you are refer it on to other people who are looking for someone to do oracle readings for them. So yes, we do read oracles. I don't give oracles over the internet unless I am talking about an indoctrination or something just very special. Nevertheless, our group has been around for 11 years, and we were teaching people about the spiritual world and getting them connected to a way of life. And not just the church, because we don't believe in institutions called church. But we believe, even though we had that as our foundation, we're trying to acclimate people to a way of life so that the way of life will help them to carry on in a certain way with certain characteristics that are called Iwapelu, good character and good conduct. Now, once again, you can call any of those people in my book, you can pick my call at 1-653-9208. Hold tight, and we're going to go to commercial. Right, ladies and gentlemen, how's everyone doing today? I am and we are live on Facebook as well as on YouTube and on Oracle Divination Network. For those of you who don't know who we've been around for over 11 years, we started out with our co-host Jamel Harvey, Maddie Harvey, and myself, and we conducted libations, rituals, and we introduced the traditional African heritage to most people who were not familiar with it. And we are talking about first world people. We know that there are descendants of slaves out there who are entitled to this reparation, but first world people are too. Because some of them have habitat and they were sold back into slavery, even though they had their free papers. So that's another whole group of people who had to experience going into slavery, even though they had their and some of those people, my family is in the rice swamps, and they fought down there with the regiment of the 54. But nevertheless, we've got to start going back into our history. We've got to start creating our ancestor diagrams with all of our immediate families. We got to start doing the research in the libraries to find out where we came from. We here on Turtle Island, North America, but we'll be on the faces. You're a couple of little things on it. You're going to have to start researching that. And you can easily do that to the Library of Congress. And you can go right online and start researching and putting together a flow chart of your loved ones and getting their death certificates, preferably original. If you can, get a copy of their birth certificate and getting a census papers that have family. And building all this records so that you then begin to look at how do I create a flowchart of my family, tracing them back to whether or not they were landowners. Did they own their land? Did they lose their land through inability to pay taxes? And was their land taken from them? Can you prove that this land is traced back to your grandfather? And how do you compensate that land if it's still available after you research it? Sometimes it costs you quite a bit of money to do paperwork, but it might be worth it because you can rent grandparents' land, which could have been stolen from them. Now, Dean Calloway comes online. He lays out a very good scenario as how to execute getting your paperwork together. and we all got to get our paperwork together. I'm be offering something to the group that's a kit that will show you how to take steps toward being indigenous people, your blood quantum, that determine the number of blood quorum to determine how much blood they had in them that was copper tone Indian. Now, there is something called freedmen. That meant that you did not have as much blood that was blood quantum, but you were not considered a full-blooded native, full-blooded individual that had blood quantum. Now, quantum, and they were told that they were full-blooded Cherokee, Cree, Sisamino. There are five original natives of America. Those we're working with are so-called colonizers that were helping them to keep helping them to keep the indigenous people enslaved, and they were managing them. They were also keeping them in their households as slaves. Sometimes to protect them, sometimes they were working for the government. But the five civilized tribes didn't know what they were doing. They didn't realize they were hurting themselves by governing and keeping the so-called slaves in order. Now we're going to have to come that there was a lot of people that meant it for good, such as the Native Americans who were trying to protect us from being killed, and we were runaway slaves, and they wanted to make sure that they protected us, so they kept us as slaves so that the overseer wouldn't get access to us. Once again, I'd like to say that we are going to get some understanding here. And a lot of people have been told a lot of lies. We're going to clarify some things if we can. Hold tight. We're going to go to commercial. All right, now. ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing today? Today is Sunday, and we're relaxed and relaxed. We're organizing ourselves for the first world people. This is what we're talking about. We're going to distribute land. Now, as I told you, no longer talking about this reparation. We're talking about being an incorporated organization to be able to have distributions of counties, of those countries out there that can be distributed. Every one of the 52 states are being distributed to someone that actually has a corporation, and that is a prerequisite to owning the state. You must be a corporation. And I would like for each and every one of you to look into what is necessary for the entity, to choose the entity, whether it be LLC, S-Corp, or C-Corp. The corporation has to have a board and a CEO, a chief of command or chief executive operator. And it has to be put together with bylaws telling you what you're going to do and how you're going to run the organization. And that I recommend, because what Trump was doing was giving funds to those small businesses who had a profit and loss statement. That meant they had a corporation. If they could prove they had a corporation and profit and loss, they were given funds. First, they were given the actual loans. And then the second round, they were given grants that they didn't have to pay back to help the organization. Now, you must understand that churches are business, and it's a corporation, and they're doing business as a church. And that's why they run their organization just like a business. And they are no more concerned about your spirituality than a man. They have gotten their non-for-profit status, so they get to write off things. They have gotten their 501c, and their corporation. So we got to think on those levels about becoming a corporation. And even if you don't inherit the state, man, look at it, because it was to an understanding to be an organization that can receive funds. You. Now, let me also say that we've got to stop this waiting for them to give us an idea of what we're supposed to do. We're not the only one with legal status. There are other lawyers out here that can pull case law and that can recite to what the findings are in these case law, like the Jewish, like all of you, you are not in the Dred case, please raise your hand. Because you need to know about the Dred Scott case. And for those of you who would like to call in, you can call in. Our phone lines are open at 516-453-9208. You can call in on these lines and be heard today. If you know something about the Dred Scott case, come on up and talk about it. The Dred Scott case is over 150-some years old. And as you know, the Dred Scott was suing, he was suing someone for his freedom, okay? Now, Dred Scott didn't even have, he wasn't even a citizen, so he could not even bring a case, but yet he didn't know that. He wanted to bring a case, and he wasn't a citizen. They thought they were looking to the other state he was moving to and see if he had any rights there. He lost that case as well. However, his slave master's children wanted to get Dred Scott out of slavery, so they bought Dred Scott's freedom, and they bought him out of slavery so that he could have his freedom, and they paid for it. Now, we know that a lot of this was going on. A lot of people were saving their money and buying themselves out of freedom, buying themselves into freedom. And as we look at this situation, How do we have tradesmen and people working here on North America, and they were getting sold into slavery, and they never had been slaves. So there was a lot of stuff going on that was ethical, and a lot of it I think that we should look at the fact that, you know, they had an army, and they could pull their army on us at any given time and make us stand at attention. But now we must look at the fact that if we truly are serious about this reparation, we must form our own army, because we have got to have army to defend our philosophy. And if we have a philosophy that we should have reparation and be reimbursed, then we need an army to defend that philosophy. Wouldn't you say so? And they are going to overturn your philosophy with their soldiers. And that's the one thing we got to get understanding of, because some of us think that we don't want to go to war no more. Some of us think that we cannot go to war no more. Hold tight. All right, who's in here now? Philip Duffy, how are you? Thank you so much for waving. And if anyone would like to come to the microphone to speak, you can pick up your phone now and you can call 516-453-9208. You can speak to the illustrious host. I am available today, so you can speak to me live here on the airwaves. This is a platform that's been around for over 11 years. We are Oracle Divination Network. We are an organization platform vision that we will address the audience to assist them, those first world indigenous people, organizing themselves to better themselves in a position where they can help distribute and look at giving land, distributing the land. We're going to deal with the land first, farmers. It is land makes wealthy. It gives an inheritance. And that if you want to get land and own land and be able to manage land, that most corporations are those who go after land. Now, That's how they did it when they distributed to 51 states. They were all corporations. The United States is also a corporation. And a lot of people are surprised to hear that, but they are, okay? And they have counties, and they have districts, and those areas are also corporations. And we got to get a better understanding of how we can administer any form of land, because they're going to need help. The government can't do this all by himself. He's going to need the help from different and varieties of continents and locations. But we're going to have to really come to the grips with that. Can we get monetary gain? They don't owe us anything. Oh, yes, they do. You got a lot of people misinformed about the operation and why they don't want it. They have to cut a grip, but we are owed something. We have been damaged, and something is from us. And we've got to explain that to the people so they better understand why they stand the ground with the same thing we're echoing. Give us free. Give us our free. Now, if there's anyone that would like to speak in the audience, you can come up front. You can say, add me on. I know it's very difficult to add you on. The cameras seem to be non-functioning, but you can come into the blog talk room. We're going to open up our chat rooms here. And let's see here. Let's see here. Okay, we'll open up our chat rooms. And our chat rooms will allow you to talk as well, and you can also voice your opinion. So our chat rooms will be open shortly, and you can actually go into our chat rooms if you'd like to come in. And you can also go out, give me those two thumbs up, and become a follower. And sign up to become a member of the Blog Talk Room, the Oracle Divination Network. Become an actual follower, not just a fan. And we would love to have you as one of our, we don't bite. Let's see. All right. Hold tight, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You can lock in those phone lines now at 516-453-9208. You can call in live to the hostess, and we're talking about establishing distribution of our reparation and our talent. And don't get it twisted. How to set up organizations of people that have the ability to delegate and to implement on their own. We don't want another government blunder, and we don't want another federal issue that will not be corrected. People that have purposely damaged us and that have sent us monetary gain, they need psychological counseling. They need help to talk about why they have feelings and where these feelings are coming from. And could they be a part of post-traumatic stress syndrome? And if they are, how can we get our people some help? Because they can do that now. Instead of putting so many Black men in prison because of their thinking, they might need some of the feelings. And maybe they can bypass prison. But they're using that as an institution to help to run and incarcerate them. A lot of those people should not be there. They should be able to come home and get treatment and therapy. Right now, we have a messed up system, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, a really messed up system. Post-traumatic slavery, we got post-traumatic stress syndrome, and people who are struggling financially who can't make ends meet. And they are wondering how they're going to get their next meal. So they're going through psychological trauma, and they're committing crime, trying to survive. And no one has thought about these people have possibly committed crimes in order to have a daily living. And if you got people that are under the poverty line, I know they're struggling trying to make ends meet. And those people have a self-worth of $120,000. Have more than enough than what they need. And then we got all these foreigners coming over, and we're just handing them money and land hand over foot. And they didn't do they didn't map out any of the White House, or they didn't build the railroads. They didn't do any of this work, but yet they've been rewarded. That's why they're so arrogantly thinking they deserve our land and all of our wealth. And we got to do something about it besides just talking. I'm getting a little tired of talking. I need to find people to organize my blunders that have happened to us all people. And we've got to know that there is an option and a way of escape for us. A way of escape. Hold tight. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, our phone lines are open, and you're in the room with Omienka 7. This is Oracle Divination Network. Our 11 years on the air has been so successful that we've interviewed several people across the continent on the topic of paranormal issues, dealing with clairvoyancy, dealing with clairaudio, and people who dream dreams. We've had dream makers on our platform who talked about how to decipher the dreams of individuals who have been gifted, who have had gifts of dreaming dreams. And if you are someone that has had interpreting or be able to see into the lives of your loved one, and you'd like to talk about your gifts and some of the things that you've done with them, we're also advocating for women and men of the cloth who are priests and priestesses who've been trained by Baba Laws and who would like to offer their skills and their profile on our platform. We have a free membership and we welcome everyone that would like to learn a way of life. We talk about a way of life. We do not encourage you to join institutions called churches. They are businesses. We do not tell you that that is from God, that you are to join churches. Jesus wouldn't even know about Christianity because he was not a Christian. And we have falsified information and perpetuated heresies in telling people about these traditional churches. God did not create churches. This is a man-made effort. And we would tell people to become their own, their higher self. God died in England, and so did Jesus. He left so that the Comforter would come and reside within you. And you could be the God and carry out your own instruction and not waiting for some mystical God in the sky to come down and do anything for you or I. So it's very vital that you understand that that's a spooky devil they're talking about out there that doesn't exist. And then we're talking about this anatomical God in the sky that is going to make his way down here to earth. No, God said that he told us to take dominion over the earth and subdue it. He did not say he was coming down to save any of us. So we got understanding nothing but us to save us for ourselves. And that's what we're in here trying to do in the room to talk about how to better ourselves so that we won't be complaining. We know the problem now. We know what the problem is. We've defined that rather well. Now it's time for us to have a solution. And the only way that we have solution, Philip and Daryl, and Pippi Long, Muhammad. The only way that we have solutions, we've got to have rooms where we can discuss people that will carry out the foundation. We need to find some organizers, and if we don't have them, we create them. Whatever we don't have, the Maya teachings say we create it. And if we don't have enough leaders, we create those leaders. And there's a lot of young people that need to come up front, that need to carry out some regulation and distribute some things out into the atmosphere. We got too many people running around with guns, shooting themselves up, bang, bang, and it is not amounting to anything. That energy, that same energy that those young people are killing themselves with, we can use that energy to delegate order and distribute justice. We need some young people that's going to distribute order and justice. We don't need a person in blue that's trigger happy, that's constantly shooting everybody at the drop of the hat. So he learned how to use the pistol. But see, if our people were trained to take the pistol away from them, then they would be saddened because they would find that some of the young brothers have the upper hand. But because we are trying to give authority and respect, they are disrespecting us. They are disrespecting us over trafficking. People are getting killed over a left-hand turn in a right-hand lane People are getting shot down because they're going for their wallet. People getting shot down for no reason. These so-called toy soldiers have not been trained appropriately, because if they were, they won't be so quick to pull their gun. So who's doing the training? We need to get at them. The training you're giving is far too much engaged. You have these soldiers out here like they're in Vietnam. You do not need to the streets like it's Vietnam. So we got a problem here where our judicial system, we got judges that are seeing these calamities that are happening in our streets, and we need to come to a conclusion. We need our own judicial system. Govern a different way. So we've got to look at how do we set up our own judicial system? How do we set up our own police department? It's not a problem. It's not wrong to want to be separate in order to keep justice and order. Right now, we're not keeping order. We got chaos on the streets. But yet we say those policemen are there to protect us, but yet we got chaos on the streets. And they're involved in black confrontation unnecessarily. How do we resolve that? They are governing them. They don't have to go. You don't see any Native Americans going into the police department being captured. If they can set their own institutions up, then we can too. We just got to be about the business of laying down some foundation, being able to adhere to appointing someone to work on these watches. I mean, around the clock, like the watchman on the wall. You got to have people that are trainable, and those who are not educated in the school of law can be. There are lots of jurisprudents that are trained and that are engaged in the law. We need to watch being wiped out. Now, they're not telling the truth even about the pandemic. They keep coming back telling us a large percentage of the people that are dying from the COVID-19 are of African descent. Why is that? Why hasn't somebody posed the question to ask why is that? Well, some of the nurses have been coming forward and they have been talking about it. They're saying that in these communities and in these hospitals, with a large percentage of African Americans, they're not being treated. The doctors are not treating them, and some nurses have inability to perform procedures. They're performing procedures incorrectly, and people are dying haphazardly. And a large number of African Americans are dying, and they're not being attended to. It's almost like a mercy killing. And we've got to get a hold on that, because every time one of ours go in the hospital, they're being killed. No matter what the diagnosis is, it will always come out to be covert violence. So we got to get a handle on that. We've got to seriously get a handle on that. Now, is there anybody out there that would like to and we're extending you the right hand of fellowship that you can come in and call in through your cell phone. And that number is 516-453-9208. And you can call in at this particular. We have 120 minutes that we are working on. And we are, let's see if we can see what the clock says here. It's 18 now. You can call into the radio station to voice your opinion. And we will be happy to hear from you. Stay tuned. back in the studio. I want to wish everyone a happy Black History Month. It is slowly or rapidly getting away from us. For those of you who haven't attended any Black History programs, because you've been following me, listening to me, what do you have to say about reparation? And what happened here? And you ought to all have something to say about reparation and how you feel about it, whether or not you want to be on a committee to support it. And it's not all monetary gains. And no, we cannot expect to get all of the money at one time. We need an institution that doesn't pay off, but is ongoing indefinitely, because it should have been a system put in place to govern racism and white supremacists. But white supremacists prevail. And because of white supremacists, they kept us in slavery beyond the time that we were considered free. And at the same time, you had the Confederates who were fighting, who were their slaves, losing their slaves. And because slaves meant money, and cotton was king, cotton was the number one thing that was making money. So we built this country off of cotton, and our hands were the ones that that removed the boll weevil so that we were not stricken with pain. At the same time, we are the ones who built the cotton, that picked all the cotton until the cotton came along. When the cotton gin came along, we still were out there picking cotton because we couldn't pick it fast enough. It was making the Caucasians rich. And because they got rich off of our picking of cotton, they really owe us something because we were given cheap labor. Nevertheless, there were many countries that we worked in and that we caused them to fare better and to do well. But now look at us. We're the lowest person on the totem pole, where we have the lowest income, and we've got to get some riches soon. And the only way we can get some riches and some ducats is that we have to push for reparation. And I don't care what you say, they don't deserve it. Take yours and give it to somebody else, but don't ever come against a large number of people who could benefit from something like reparation. Always be willing to put your two cents in and support those kinds of things, because eventually you could come around and you could need that income, and that income can do you justice. But we cannot sit around here and fight against our own self and say we don't need reparation because we're being a fool. Nevertheless, I want to say for the record, a number of us who actually come to we spend a lot of time on committees, and we can help one another, and we can show one another how we can get this thing organized and working. Bring the 12 days of Christmas back. Hold tight. We're doing the 12th day of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 Easter laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 swans a-singing, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, I thought I'd take you back a little bit to the Dallas digits at 516-453-9208. You can call in and talk to us, and you can be heard today. If you have any solutions or any ideas of what we can do to lay a foundation so that we're prepared when they come back to give our reparation. We're organized. We have put our thing together. We're dedicated. So I'm going to start calling on people in the audience out here. Some people out here in the audience. And we have Muhammad out here. Guy Midra, Beverly. Beverly Arnold. Pippi Long. Daryl. And so what is your solution? As how can we are to aid the government in distributing our land. I'm going to first start with the land. What part of the continent would you like? If you were going to get a piece of those 52 states, what part of the continent would you like? I know most African Americans are going to say the sunny countries out in the south, and they're going to for those areas. Everybody cannot live in the South, and we can't put everybody there. But what would you suggest as to how we divide the land up? Somebody give me some suggestions out there. I want to hear what you guys have got to say. Edward Mahart, I see you watching. You asked me to bring you on the camera. Edward, why don't you just go ahead and call the digits 6453-9208. You can call those digits and you can talk live and everybody can hear you. Go ahead, Edward. We're waiting for you. Once again, those digits are 516-453-9208, and we'll hear you call. Because sometimes Facebook don't allow you to come up front and talk. Even though I'm pushing buttons, they won't let you. I've been pushing for you to go on the camera. They still won't bring you on the camera for some reason. How you doing, Philip Duffy? Daryl Thomas, how are you? Tippi Long, Edward Muhammad, James Bird, Skaya Mantra, and Beverly Arnold. How's everyone doing today? I would love for you to come up and talk with the S to speak. Now. Edward, you have the atmosphere. You can come on Blog Talk now. I've been giving you the number, and number is 516 453-9208. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, he's telling what he wants to do. We're going to go to the beach.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, I got your number. to call me. Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn it back around.
I interrupt these airwaves to bring you a special feature, Creating from Within, by calling alchemy to you, calling forth the alchemy in you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I thought I would just let you listen to that little tune. Let's see.
A Scar, read by the author Sherelle Omiika Garth. A scar is sexism, classism, ageism, and racism. A scar is isms that hold us back, creating a deficiency and a lack. A scar is visible, but mostly unseen to the eyes of the average human being. They deter us from reaching our dreams. A scar can come in different sexes, and sometimes they can appear in the heterosexuals. A scar comes in classes they come to suppress and even try to undermine the masses. A scar can come in all ages, and sometimes they don't develop to their full stages. A scar comes in all faces. They can show up in unfamiliar places, and you can even find them hiding amongst the races.
The platform room with the Oracle Divination Network. I am your host, Omega 7. And if you have the need to say something or would like to be on the broadcast today, we encourage you to do so by dialing in those digits at 516 455 1-800-273-9208. And yesterday we had a young man on the show, Winston Prince. He will be coming back with our stage in a couple of days, possibly this early part of next week. And he will be showing you what he could do in his reggae music, talking about his profile and what he's gone through to develop reggae music. And he was caught off guard the other day because he was in the face room and we had to move him over to the Blog Talk room and he wasn't prepared. But nevertheless, we're going to give that young man another chance to present his music. And I'd also say that there is somebody yesterday, and I did invite him if he would like to also come on. We're going to probably do it on Monday, and he can present his music. He has made it pretty good on Facebook, and he's doing his thing. And I'd like to encourage those young brothers to try to get an understanding. Once again, I say, once we look forward to seeing you on Monday, and I will give you the information over this weekend so you have all the detailed information. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is your illustrious host, Omi Inca 7, coming to you live on All the Nation Network. And we are going to get ourselves together here. We're going to finalize and tie up everything. We've been talking about putting together organizations that will present themselves as a corporation and helping people to find the entity that they want to incorporate, and to also look at how we can be a voice in the reparation and how we can help to delegate and organize. And we're going to go out of here with Working It Out, and I will see you again on Monday. So much for coming out and being with us today on this Sunday afternoon. And I want you to know that we are glad that you came along with us the whole time. And you can go out on Facebook and download this platform. It's out on this Facebook. Now, also, it's already being tweeted on our Twitter, and you can also find it there. And those of you who would like to have the show embedded on your Facebook or on your website, let me know, and we'd be happy to help you to get that embedded. Once again, I am your illustrious host, and I am bidding you a farewell by saying that we are on our way out of here. We are one of the number one shows that's out there that teaching about the slow system. We're teaching people how to develop themselves with preparation that's going to be important. And we definitely want to make sure that everybody understands that you could be part of this, and you don't have to be in the background. You can be a part of this. And please know that this is a support system for everyone to work out. And that's why we play the workout music. Let's work it out one more time, and then we get out. Come on now. so much, and we will see you soon.